My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda starts writing jokes. Is she funny? Listen and decide.
I would need to see an example of your comedy writing. Even more helpful would be audio of you saying something you wrote.
Oh, you're smart. You know what? She doesn't realize that she's opened up a new genre, comedy porn.
No. I hope she does. Listen to the iHeart clips. You'll know she has.
She has started comedy porn.
I hope you got a tape. Doing fine. Welcome. How's everyone doing? And she's like, she takes the microphone. She's not handling the microphone. She just puts it down like all self-consciously. You ever see when people do that? Stuff like that. They don't know what they do. You ever seen people?
Yes.
They don't know how to. You can always tell a newbie. They don't take the microphone. They just put it down. You got to get that thing out of the way immediately. Why am I giving tips?
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Listen, on the last iHeart clips, you were giving Flurry tips on how to be a better scammer.
Very
helpful, Joe. To me, but to others, to scammers.
I'm going, what am I doing? Gives a shit.
I was learning. I was taking notes.
Is there anyone
Joe was
here?
Teaching class. Who am I to stop? Can't teach one on the island, but maybe in Ghana there's an opening.
Is there anyone here from out of town?
You look like anybody. Well, look, people, we have a celebrity. It's Morgan Freeman in the audience. Oh, there's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Sure, you're the money.
I don't know. I know you can write porn and bring out the best of me with that. I would need to see an example of your comedy writing. Even more helpful would be audio of you saying something you wrote. You could just send me that in an MP3 form. From that, I would be able to see if we could make it work.
I'm with you, sister.
I'm an atheist. I'm sitting here praying.
Oh, God.
She goes, okay, I will try to do that.
Oh, great.
Everybody wants to be in an act. Everybody wants to be in the act.
I go, great. Do you still have my email address? She goes, but after you send the money, I will go to the cafe and use some to go to the cafe so we can video chat.
Whoa. You got to learn the first rule of comedy. Nobody makes money.
Eat a fly and be happy.
Yeah. Eat a fly.
So I will tell you.
It's more than you got at that gig.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I would have loved to fly. So she goes, go to the cafe so we can video chat. So I will tell you there one-on-one. So that would seem to indicate that they still got access to the girl. That I may have been sold maybe passed off to somebody else in the syndicate. Because if they're going to do that, unless they're just going to take the 300 and dash, mm-hmm. It would seem that there's still access. And remember, I'm now on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
So she's still involved somehow. They have access to her.
That girl might be that might be their girl, the go-to person they go when they do stuff like that.
Right, but I don't think I was sold out of syndicate.
That's true. Now, that's true because, right, that could be. If you do the video chat and it's her, you weren't sold out of syndicate.
Just see her thumbing through the notes. Now, where were we? It's been months.
Well, Lisa was saying, they probably got a file picture and a partial backstory. I could just see your dossier,
I
should sign it for
you. Think about it. We had the thing on our website with the scammers, all those scammers sitting there and stuff like that, and the laptops and stuff like that.
The Davinson, yeah.
So you would think that would probably might be the case. Look at all of them there. That's like a syndicate. Maybe they passed one, or maybe you'll try it, or can I try it, work it this way? And out of that syndicate, if they want to do a video chat or whatever, they have the girl that they use come in, and regardless of whose scam it is, and they send her in.
Yeah, Lisa thinks you're still in the same syndicate.
Good. So, I ask if she still has my email address. She goes, but after you send the money, I write all that. And then she goes, nope, she doesn't have my email address.
Oh,
that's a problem.
That's poor.
I go, I see. She goes, is it a good idea? I go, you can just record audio with your phone.
Mm.
She goes, I can, but I need to go to the cafe to send it to you. I go, no, you don't. You can email it from your phone as an attachment. She goes, my phone can't do that.
Uh-huh.
I go, okay. You know, give me an example of your writing now. If I think it has potential, we will have you record it so I can better conceptualize how it would sound. She goes, okay, here goes. I go, okay. She goes, the people of a certain country wanted to honor their president by building him a statue. When he saved the money involved in putting up the statue, they said, give me the money so I can go and stand there so you can give him the money. I go, okay, you need specifics. Jokes can't be vague. Also, comedians do not really tell jokes.
And also, they need a punchline. It can't be all set up.
Yeah, well, I try.
But most importantly, they should be funny.
I go, we tell personal stories and observations about the world around us in a funny way through our eyes. Try again. Now, all of a sudden, I'm educating her.
Oh,
but it's comedy, so I feel like I should.
Yes.
We're two idiots.
Listen, you need to understand what we do, stupid.
We've been doing this for 7 minutes already. We're giving tips on mic technique, how to write a joke.
We are very helpful on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, wow, this is harder than I thought.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, give me a couple minutes to organize my thoughts. I go, I told you, for some reason you think it's easy to do what I do. Kind of makes me sad, like you do not appreciate my talents. I go, let's try this. Tell me a funny anecdote from your married life. Everybody can relate to that. She goes, wait, let me organize my thoughts first. I go, take your time. Such a shame that all you see me as is a paycheck. She goes, that's not it. You know my situation. I need it badly. I go, I understand your situation. I also understand you. I also know you never loved me. It's fine. Just let's not pretend that you did.
Wow. Oh. Boy, you throw that right in out of nowhere.
Yeah. I certainly do. I'm hurt.
Yeah, it's like, while you're organizing your thoughts, I'm going to throw some bombs at you.
Like, yeah. She goes, why are you saying that? I did. I'm ready now. I go, because I might not know a lot of things, but I do know how to treat somebody you love. I was quickly discarded. Fine. Let's see what you have. She goes, there was a couple who had a maid. The man got the maid pregnant. When the woman found out this went on between the woman, honey, our maid is pregnant. Man, that's her problem. Woman, she says you are responsible. Man, that's my problem. Woman, why did you sleep with her? Man, that's your problem.
Oh, wow.
I go.
Ugh. For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.